All right. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show and update on Spotify, and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube as well. In this show, we talk about what's happening in the markets and how we're trading them. Today is Friday, January 27th. Stocks rally to one-month highs. The Dow is on a five-day win streak. Can it last? Important inflation data. Inflation data is out this morning. We also have Intel possibly rattling the market. And we'll look at Chevron and American Express, two companies that reported earnings this morning. We'll also take a look at Google earnings coming up and what I need in order to sell calls. So I'll share with you what I was looking at today and whether or not that was an opportunity for me. As you could see, there's a lot to talk about. So let's go ahead and get started. If this is your first time here, my name is Mark Hodge. I'm head coach at Rockwell Trading, and I'm usually accompanied by Marcus Heitkotter, who is Rockwell Trading's founder. But today I'm flying solo. I still promise that you are in good hands. You could say that we have a ton of trading experience here at Rockwell Trading. We know our stuff, and we're not afraid to tell it like it is. So if you're looking for some honest insights into the world of trading, you've come to the right place. Now, before we dive into the markets and show you our trades and how we're tackling these crazy markets, let's see what's moving the markets today. And let me go ahead and share my screen here. I'll take a look at the S&P 500. Let me switch on over here. And you see here that yesterday, a real nice day, the S&P up 1.1%. Major indices finishing higher yesterday after GDP data showed that the economy expanded at an annualized rate of 2.9% in the fourth quarter of last year. This was lower than the growth in the third quarter, but better than the 2.8% that was expected. And traders responding positively to this news. We rallied and finished near session highs. We could take a look at the Dow. The Dow finishing higher by 0.6%, and the Dow is now on a five-day win streak. So one, two, three, four, 5 days. Today, down a little bit. We'll have to see if that win streak can last and if we could extend that to six consecutive days. Right now, the Dow down 88 points. So might not happen. But there's still plenty of time in the trading day. The NASDAQ also higher. The NASDAQ finishing higher by 1.8%, so leading the way higher. And if you look at things, we finished at one-month highs. So markets making a nice move yesterday. It looks like we're pausing a little bit with today's session. Let me go ahead and bring up the S&P, and we'll apply our 50-day and 200-day moving average, see where things stand. The 50-day moving average still below the 200-day, but you see that prices for the S&P starting to pull away from that 200-day moving average, the 200-day flattening a little bit as well. So can we take out these highs in December? We'll have to see. But that staying above the 200-day could be viewed as a positive for the market. So interesting movement. S&P, a little bit flat today, although it was positive early on. And some movement reacting to both earnings and also data released this morning. So let's go to PowerX Optimizer, and let's take a look at the economic calendar here. You'll see that core PCE price index came out. This came out at 0.3%. Now, this was in line with expectations. The forecast was 0.3%. The previous was 0.2%. Looking at the core PCE price index, this is something that the Fed definitely takes a look at. Some might say it's one of the more closely watched data points for the Fed. And we can take a look at a five-minute chart of the E-mini S&P and just see how the market reacted when this information was released. And it was a bit of a muted reaction. And I think a lot of this had to do with it's the last data point for the Fed before their two-day policy meeting next week. And we've already had a lot of inflation data. So unless there was a big surprise here, I didn't expect a whole lot of movement. You see that there was a little volatility with this bar here when the report was released, but we pulled back a little bit and then rallied after markets open, now pulling back again towards those overnight highs. So not a huge reaction. Core PCE inflation for an annualized basis rose 4.4%. This was actually the smallest increase since October of 2021 and down from November's numbers where the core PCE inflation was at 4.7% annualized. Consumer spending also dropped by 0.2% with consumer spending less in December. The bottom line is that there's still inflation. We all know that. But we're not seeing inflation rise anywhere near the pace that we had last year, which is a good thing, and which is a positive going into next week's two-day Fed policy meeting. So let's take a look at the Fed Market Watch tool from the CME Group. And here you see that a 25 basis point hike is pretty much a done deal, probability of 98.1%. That some are thinking maybe the Fed does a 50 basis point hike. I don't believe that's going to be the case at all. But a 25 basis point is on the table. Looking at probabilities, not a whole lot has changed, but I do believe that originally we were looking at December possibly being another drop, right? So with these probabilities, traders are expecting that we get to the 475-500 level in March and we stay there, and then we get one drop in November and it stays the same in December. I think we were seeing two drops by December. And again, I think this is really the key next week and the focus for traders, what the Fed is thinking about for 2023, not necessarily that rate hike decision, which is pretty much already factored in and priced into the market. And I don't believe the Fed's going to just go crazy and surprise everybody there. But whether or not they intend on keeping rates strong or high to combat inflation, or if they see things slowing down and potential rate hike drops towards the second half of the year. We'll have to see. Now, I put together a little comparison because we always talk about just how the market moves and how significant this movement can be when we have a two-day Fed meeting. Let me go ahead and share another window here. And there we go. So here we see the rate hike process since 2022. So when the Fed started their first quarter point hike in March and what happened with the market. So looking at the S&P intraday. So from the beginning of the day to the end of the day, the market was up 1.6%, a one day change. So from the Fed day release to the next day's close, up 1.2%, and a one-week change up 2.3%. You see what happens when there is a 50 basis point hike in May, another a positive reaction intraday, but a horrible reaction one day later, and also looking at the one-week change down 8.5%. So it just goes to show that there's a lot of volatility here. And for comparison, if we take the average move on a daily basis for every day in 2022, the average change was 0.1%. And here we see that we're seeing these 1% plus swings. So the last three hikes, September, November, December, there was a negative reaction to the market or a negative response in the market to that decision. Looks like a quarter point is the plan. And will we get a negative reaction? Will we get a positive reaction? I mean, that is to be seen, but I do believe no matter what, we will have a reaction. And there tends to be not only a reaction on the day that information is released, but also the day after as well. So I thought this was some interesting data, and we'll just have to see what happens next week. Now, going back to my charts here, let's go ahead and bring up the PowerX Optimizer. Let me go ahead and share my screen once again. And we will choose this window. There we go. So a few market movers. Let's look at Intel here. So Intel, INTC, the ticker. Let me go to a daily chart. You see that there was a pretty significant drop here in Intel. Let's go ahead and clean this up real quick just to focus on the price action in the bars here. Coming off of the lows and doing better, considering we were down almost 9-10% at the open, Intel still down 8% right now. Now, Intel reported earnings after the bell yesterday. It actually had a drag on the overall market. Futures turned negative once that report was released. They suffered a loss when they missed expectations. So we can see here earnings expectations coming in worse than expected. You also have lower than expected revenue as well. So a significant decline in sales, profits and gross margins, and traders not liking that. And Intel right now getting punished, although still kind of in this range that we've had the fourth quarter of last year and also this year, but down 8%, not fun if you're a holder of Intel. Now, Chevron reported before the bell. We could take a look at CVX. Chevron actually getting hammered here, opening lower and continuing to slide right now, trading at session lows, down over 4%. Now, they did announce that previously this week on Wednesday that they were going to do a $75 billion share buyback, also increase their dividend. They missed earnings expectations, but did better on revenue. So that was a positive. You can see that here. So the estimate was $4.33 a share, reporting $4.09, revenue better than expected. I mean, that's just kind of getting right back into a range that we had before. If you look at Chevron, Chevron's just really been a real nice mover since the pandemic and trading near all-time highs. Amex, American Express, another one reporting. Let's look at AXP. And this is where we're starting to see some back and forth and mixed results with earnings. Yesterday, it was IBM and Tesla with opposite reactions. Here we have American Express and Chevron with opposite reactions. American Express up 11%. Nice move there. Now, they reported lower than expected earnings and also lower than expected revenue, but their guidance, which we've talked about being key, what's expected for 2023, their guidance was better than expected. They also increased their dividend by 15%. Another winner, if we look at Visa, not nearly as well as American Express, but Visa up 2%. They actually had an earnings beat, reporting better revenue and also earnings with strong results for the quarter. So Visa, American Express looking pretty good. Chevron, Intel looking pretty nasty there. Now let's look at one more. Hasbro down 6.6%. Oh, no fun and games for Hasbro. With a 6.6% loss. I bring this up because we're going to this theme of layoffs, right? They said that they would eliminate around 1,000 employee positions. They warned of weak holiday quarter results and laying off about 15% of its global workforce to save money. Their goal is to be saving money by the end of 2025 because of economic conditions. So again, not necessarily good when you're looking at the economy and stock or company trying to make these cuts to make sure that financially everything is sound, but it is good for what the Fed needs to see in order for inflation to come down. So Hasbro following the same pattern and theme that we've had from some of these tech companies recently and other companies. I mentioned that I wanted to take a look at Google here. So let's go over to PowerX Optimizer and let's first look at Google using our earnings analysis tool. And here, see what Google could potentially do. And I own shares of Google. Marcus owns shares of Google. Just in general, when it comes to earnings, I'm not a fan of selling puts with the wheel going into earnings. I would rather wait until earnings are out. However, if I own shares of that stock and earnings are coming out, I will take the past reaction to earnings into consideration to make a decision if I want to let the stock go and not have that exposure, or stay with it and sell calls against my shares to try and capture that inflated premium because of earnings. So I'm okay doing that if I own shares, but going into a fresh trade, new trade, I'd rather sit it out. Now, if I look at the last 12 quarters here, we can see that Google typically beats. They did have a negative reaction last quarter in October, but they, in the last 12 quarters, they beat expectations 8 out of 12 times. The overnight reaction, positive 8 out of 12 times. And the seventh day price move. So after 7 days, positive 9 out of 12 times. So anything can happen, but Google definitely has a tendency to react positively to earnings. And traders seem to either like what they have to say, or after earnings are released, you have that catalyst out of the way. Traders seem to be buying. So that's a good thing for my position. And today, I wanted to see what type of premium I could get for next week, because if I look at Google here, Google reports earnings on February 2nd after the bell. So if I use the calculator here to look at calls, and I'm looking at the 104 calls for February 3rd. So this is the expiration 1 day after earnings for Google. We can compare different strike prices to see what type of ROI we can get on these calls that we're looking to sell. And I own shares of Google at 104. And we could see here that if I sell these 104 calls for 97 cents, then I would be receiving 42% annualized based on that time to expiration, bringing down my break even 97 cents. So what do I need to see here to sell calls? Well, I would like to see 30% or better. And actually this morning, spoiler alert, I sold calls. I actually got 95 cents. I didn't get 97 cents, but when I shared it with the mastermind group, we had a bunch of traders getting a buck. So I think that for me anyway, this was a nice opportunity to take advantage of that extra premium priced into the options. Google trading at, let's see here, Google trading, oh, there it is, 98.95. So still a little bit of a move to get back up to the 104 that I really want. But hey, I'll take this nice run up towards these recent highs. And because of that inflated premium due to earnings, able to sell calls, get some nice premium, bringing down my break even by almost a buck, which is exactly what I want to do, and why we like the wheel and why we go through the process of beginning by selling puts, then potentially getting assigned, and then owning shares and selling calls to create income. So I hope this helps. And if you do own Google, take a look at calls. See what you can get. If anything makes sense there, I think there's some nice premium priced into Google options right now. Now, let's wrap things up. Take a look at the economic calendar for next week. Here we see that we have consumer confidence released on Tuesday, 10 a.m. Eastern, but the focus is going to be on the Fed. So it's all about the Fed. The Fed wraps up its two-day policy meeting. We also have earnings next week, but this is going to be the biggie on the economic calendar. 2 p.m. and 2:30 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesday. You want to be aware of that. And we'll be here next week giving you our thoughts on the market and letting you know how we've been trading these markets and if there are any opportunities that we find next week. So until then, I hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, please give it a like. And until next week, happy trading, everybody.